dialing in the cow herd to exactly what they need. Genetics, we're talking. Crew, let's ranch it up. Good day, everyone, and thanks for riding with us on this all-new episode of the Ranch It Up Radio Show. I'm Jeff Pigger Earhart. A big thank you goes out to our partners, Birch Creek Angus, home of the four-year guarantee on all bulls. Their annual sale coming up October 30th. Circle F Farms, Imogene Ingredients bringing us Pharmatan. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, home of the Motherlode sale. LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com. Moose Creek Red Angus, their dispersal sale is coming up December 22nd and 23rd. RanchChannel.com, RFD-TV, the Tri-State Livestock News, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, Wolf Cattle, and this fine radio station.
Cattle Battle.
What if you knew exactly what your cow herd base was? What I mean is knowing the genetic makeup, and not just the dam and sire, but what each individual animal needs genetically to reach your goals. That may be pounds at weaning, it may be retaining females, and it's not just heading to the bull sale and purchasing that particular bull with the highest weaning weight EPD, thinking that's going to solve all your problems. We're talking about genomically testing your cow herd, and it's not just for the bull guys. It's for all of us in the cow business. Now, let's break down the who, what, when, where, how, and why with Larry Gran with Jorgensen Land and Cattle. Hey, Larry, thanks for coming on the program. Genomically testing the cow herd. Let's deep dive this one.
Basically, what we do at Jorgensen Land and Cattle on the commercial side for our commercial customers is we run a DNA test on commercial heifers or cows, bred heifers, whatever the case may be. We have several different scenarios that we can test females. But basically, what we're trying to do is get a baseline of what that cow herd is. And what that does, it helps us to better select the bulls for our commercial customers to create the calves that they want that meet the needs for their operation. So we've got a couple different ways we can do it. One is, of course, testing bred heifers that we know that they're bred. They're going to be coming 2 year olds, of course, and we can test those, get a really good idea of what the cow herd is, and, you know, move forward with them. The other scenario is we test the coming 3 year olds because they've had their first calf, they're bred back. We know they're probably going to be in the cow herd quite a bit longer. So, you know, less danger of a cow falling out, you know, after we DNA test her to, you know, assure what she is. Or the ultimate scenario is we test the heifer calves before we select our replacement heifers. And what that allows us to do then is help in the selection process to make sure we're getting the right heifer calves to become replacement heifers that are meeting the needs of the rancher. So it doesn't really matter what age that we test these heifers at. We can test them at branding, we can test them at preconditioning, we can test them when we bangs vaccinate, whatever the case may be. Even older cows, we've tested a lot of older cows, but it gives us a really good idea of what the cow's makeup is. So we've got 17 different traits that we look at, and we can truly assess the cow herd as to what the bull needs are and really create better calves for our customers.
And when you talk about the need of the producer, it might be the scenario of maybe I'm just focusing on a terminal herd and that's what I have, or maybe I purchase my replacement females. Maybe it's I keep my replacement females. Maybe it's I'm selling and marketing and adding that other enterprise. So it's kind of, you know, really fine tuning what the goals are. Maybe, you know, there too is identifying really what a producer's goals are given the environment that they're in. So I got a question for you, Larry. When you have got some of this data back and you're going through it with some of your commercial producers, Has there been some surprises on behalf of different breeders where they were, well, gosh, I thought I was over here and I'm completely over here?
We get that every once in a while. It's not usually not too dramatic or too drastic because, you know, people are selecting their bulls, you know, based on the EPDs. So they know if they're low birth weight, they know if they've got, you know, better weaning or better yearling or whatever the case may be. So the bull side of the situation is, you know, pretty well known. So if they use, you know, kind of the same breeding criteria year after year after year, they're really stacking those genetics, the genetics out of those bulls to, you know, create those females. Every once in a while, we will get somebody that, well, it's like, oh, well, you know, they've got older cows and we get the DNA back, we get the results back, and it's like, you know, you're only at an 18 milk. You know, you can go up to probably a 24, 25 milk and be okay, and we'll increase your weaning weights. And they, you know, that sometimes they don't pay attention to all the EPDs when they select bulls, and it can really kind of pull the cow herd down. But again, what it really does is gives us a great baseline as to what those cows are, and then what are the needs of those cows to create the calves that the ranch wants. So,
and kind of a bottom line on this, what does this cost me as a producer?
It's $39 a head. And what that includes is all the equipment necessary to pull the DNA sample. So we can send you the tissue collectors, which is just a small hole punch, about a 16th of an inch hole that you punch out of the ear of the cow or the heifer or the calf, whatever the case may be. And then it's got a barcode on it. And you just write the ear tag number down next to the barcode and then send them to us. We send them in, we get the results back, and then we, you know, discuss what we're doing. We also have what we call match sets. So they're an EID with a TSU and a panel tag that goes with it. Now we can have these panel tags custom made through AllFlex to, you know, match your management style. So let's say these are all, let's just say they're 2025 born heifer calves, and we're going to test them all, and this is going to be their permanent ear tag. So you want all of your ear tags to start with 500. And so we can have those custom printed with your name on it or whatever the case may be, whatever we need to have on there, you know, we can put on there. And of course, then you have the 840 EID to go with it, or we can just get a regular EID to go with it. So we can incorporate all three mediums, the DNA, the panel tag, and the EID to identify that calf. And we provide that all to you for free of charge.
Now, when you're talking with producers, and I'm thinking of my own scenario, I know that this cow does this. I know that this cow does this, or she has done that. What I mean by that is, what kind of calves she's raised. I go back in my record books. So how do you deal with somebody like me where I'm going to say, yeah, Larry, I already know that about my cows. I already know that, well, I'm probably going to have to sell this one next year that she's a little harder doing, but she was the kid show heifer or whatever the case is. So how do you deal with some of that adversity when somebody says, Larry, I know my cow herd and I know what they can and can't do?
Okay. That's great. That's good. I mean, you know, we can take that and, you know, we can still select the bulls that are going to do the right thing for them. But then my question always back to them is, how do your cattle grade? How do they do in the feedlot? How do they do on the rail?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever get any feedback back? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, well, no, we just sell our calves. We don't get paid for that. And then I say, well, inadvertently, yes, you do, because every feedlot or every buyer knows what a set of calves do, you know, from their past history. And even if they wean 600 pound calves and, you know, they're hanging on the rail by April, you know, that's great. But do they grade? Do they have, you know, enough carcass weight to them? Have you got enough milk? Have you got too much milk? You know, it's things like this. And we really fine tune that cow herd to really maximize the benefit of the cows to that ranch. Another one we look at that is really the hidden commodity. It's what's the dry matter intake on these cows? You know, are they efficient? Are you getting enough weaning weight for the groceries that, you know, this cow is eating? And so there's some hidden items in there that you cannot measure, but the DNA will give us the insight as to what they can do. And it's all about profitability. I mean, if we can cut your feed intake down and still wean the same amount of calf pounds, but with low feed or less grass, guess what? You get to run more cows and, you know, take that additional savings and put it towards something really productive.
And now we're talking my language. That's pounds per acre. I've said that many times. So let me throw an X factor into this, and that is environment. I was just having a conversation last week with another gentleman about this very thing, about DNA testing your heifers, and I love this. I absolutely love being able to really get down to the science, because 2 + 2 = 4. You can't argue with that. But how much does environment come into play when you start analyzing this data, sitting down with me, really getting a really nice snapshot of where my cow herd is and all these other variables that come into it with feedstuff availability and grazing and everything? And when we come down to actually selecting bulls, how much does environment come into that? Because Jorgensen bulls, they go to 48 different states. I mean, there is the opportunity to purchase these bulls in the four corners of the country. And when you take in the diversity of the United States, I mean, geographically and environmentally, that's extremely, extremely diverse.
It is. And you have to take into account the environment, you know, for each animal. So, you know, we have, we're working with the hair shedding studies, and we actually have a sire line we inadvertently didn't know was actual really good hair shedders. And guess what? Most of those bulls are going down to the southeast. So they shed hair off very quickly. You know, they're still black bulls down in the southeast. They don't work a lot in the summertime, but well, they work when they want them to in the fall of the year and in the winter. So, you know, that matches their environment really well. But when we get up here, you know, in the Northern Plains and Rocky Mountain region, and you look at that environment, definitely has effect on what you want. You know, what the milk requirements for a cow in, let's just say, southeast Idaho versus northeast South Dakota. You know, it's two totally different environments. So, you know, we have to really pay attention. We can't get carried away with milk, for instance, because, you know, it takes a lot of groceries to get that cow to produce a pound of milk. Mm-hmm. And if you're putting a bull that's a 32 milk or a cow that's got 32 milk in that environment, guess what? She's probably going to work her butt off, you know, just to maintain herself and the calf. There's a really good chance that she's going to come up open because, you know, she just doesn't have the genetic makeup for that environment. So we always look at, you know, what do you normally do? And, you know, we don't want to push that boundary too much, but there's a reason that, you know, those cows in some of the mountain states and the high desert areas, they're only 21 to 22 to 23 milk. You know, they're not a 30 to 32 like, mm-hmm. From, you know, East River and Eastern Nebraska on, they don't have the feedstuffs to support that cow. So we really have to fine tune the heifer selection and make sure that, you know, that heifer truly does fit the environment. And so, like, we got, you know, guys that want to buy replacement heifers, and they would love to have some, you know, northern cattle as replacement heifers. As long as they stay kind of in the, you know, the northern plains, or, you know, even get into Kansas, Oklahoma, they'll have the feedstuffs to, you know, make those cattle work. But we really have to be cognizant of the environment that they're going into. And it's like, hey, there's a real good chance that this cow's going to fall apart because, you know, she's just not built for, you know, let's say 7,000 feet in Laramie, Wyoming, or, you know, going working around Grandview, Idaho, or something like that. So Winnemucca, Nevada. So we really have to, you know, be careful of, you know, number one, make sure we got the right animals for the right environment, for sure.
Larry Grand with Jorgensen Land and Cattle. We've got your curiosity up now, don't we? This is part one of a two-part series. We'll be back next week with the second half, where we look at the numbers, dollars and cents of applying such technology. Definitely want to tune in for that one. All right, it's time for a break. When we come back, news updates. Is she bred or open? Y'all know a whole bunch more of the cow stuff when we come back on the Ranch It Up Radio Show. For years now, I've been telling you all about Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Well, it's time to make the change and add Pharmatan to your cow's diet, to your calves' diet. Get that boost in health and increase feed efficiency. It all starts with nutrition, so add Pharmatan. Don't miss the 4th annual Jorgensen Land and Cattle Angus Motherlode Sale Saturday, November 22nd, Ideal, South Dakota. For the first time, selling select bulls plus maternally focused Angus females backed by 10-plus generations of proven genetics. Details at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. The Motherlode Sale, the source for maternal Angus genetics. LivestockMarket.com offers all the tools you need for a successful production sale. The easy-to-use online platform makes it super easy to take bids from anywhere in the world. Buyers can place pre-bids and real-time bids, browse your sales catalog, and watch your sale broadcast live. LivestockMarket.com is also the ideal platform for private treaty sales and timed online-only auctions. There's no easier way to find buyers for cattle, horses, sheep, and hay. Sell on your terms today with LivestockMarket.com. Today's news segment is brought to us by Central States Testing and the Shootside Pregnancy Test. For less than $9 a head and a few drops of blood, you can call them open or bred in 5 to 20 minutes with 99.5% accuracy at 28 days post-breeding. Make life simple and order yours today at CSTBVD.com. That's CSTBVD.com. Crawford Livestock Market in Crawford, Nebraska is my destination, where last week Friday they stamped their place in history with a blockbuster sale that will be talked about for, I'm going to say, years to come. Now, in one extraordinary event, the barn shattered 39 of their personal barn records, 25 state records in the state of Nebraska, and 13 national records, making it as one of the greatest livestock sales ever held. I've got the breakdown in the show notes for this episode of RanchItUpShow.com. You can check it out. Now, nationally, Crawford's impact, it was just awesome. The sale produced 4 top 10 all-time prices of 5 weights, 6 of the 10 highest 6-weight prices ever recorded, the 6th highest 7-weight at 4 1/4. Those were 7-12 weights. Now, I could go on and on and on, but to make it easier for y'all, head to RanchItUpShow.com, click on the show notes for this episode. We've got the information there. Big thanks and a shout out to National Beef Wire for putting this all together. And in other news, last week, a federal district court in South Dakota ordered that ranchers Kenny and Roxy Fox and Rick and Teresa Fox and their ranch organizations can proceed with their lawsuit filed on behalf of the New Civil Liberties Alliance, challenging the lawfulness of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new rule requiring electronically readable ear tags, or EID ear tags, for certain cattle and bison transported across state lines rather than already in place efficient means of cattle identification. In its opinion and order, the U.S. District Court for the District of South Dakota Western Division denied the USDA's motion to dismiss the ranchers' claims based on lack of standing. It further denied the USDA's request to strike portions of the ranchers' claims, implicating a recent Supreme Court ruling the ranchers assert clarifies the USDA is not entitled to deference when citing a broad statute to justify its action of mandating EID ear tags, and their claim that the USDA acted unlawfully by failing to establish the agency's mandatory EID program as necessary. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard said, "We are pleased that the court has determined our case is worthy of proceeding on to the next phase of litigation. He said, however, because this case involves a federal agency regulation implemented during the Biden administration that imposes an unnecessary and costly burden on America's cattle farmers and ranchers, he says, we believe this mandate should be targeted for elimination by the new Trump administration. And finally, more livestock killings have been reported in Duchesne County, Utah. A $20,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest of those involved. Report any suspicious activity to the Duchesne Sheriff's Department. That's all we have for the news. Keep it parked. You're listening to the Ranch It Up Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300-plus top-quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, Western events, product information, and more right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? Head to RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling AV bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at RanchChannel.com and BirchCreekAngus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
The best way to raise beef on pasture, on crop residue, or in a dry lot, it's Westway Feed Products. Westway liquid supplements support increased forage utilization, efficiency, convenience, and sustainability. Find your nearest rep by calling 800-800-7517 or head to westwayfeed.com on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Welcome back, everyone, to the Ranch It Up Radio Show. It's that time in the program. We check in with Kirk Donsbach, StoneX Financial Incorporated, recapping the markets from last week. I know we had kind of a week off. Kirk, glad to have you back. So numbers last week, what did they look like?
Good morning, Tigger, and all your listeners out there. We'll jump right into it. As of Friday, October 3rd, October feeder futures closed the week at 357.07.5. That's up 2.5 cents on the week, with the CME feeder index down $2.47. at 362.57. The basis against the lowest cash price of 229 and October futures is a negative $2.02, with first notice day for delivery on October 6th. October futures are very susceptible to delivery. Choice boxes were down another $9.16 at 362.27, definitely the weak spot in the cattle market, with estimated spot packer margins losing over $200 a head. We did not have reports for dress weights or yearly production with the government shutdown. December corn closed the week at 419.5. That's down 2 cents on the week. Corn continues to consolidate as it waits for yield reports coming out of harvest and a better understand of what production is.
If you are ready to sort out which cows are truly paying off, this one's for you. Hey, hey, I'm Shay Warner, and I host the Casual Cattle Conversations podcast. In one of my recent episodes, we cover how Series Tag and RangeView have teamed up to help ranchers more effectively measure profitability and effective grazing strategies. Here's a small portion of our conversation.
If they don't ever pull the cows truly off the range, they can look at a map for as long as they want the tag to be active for and see the grazing movement of that cow and how her efficiency has changed over time. Because the other thing we don't talk about enough is that different cows intake different amounts of feed at different life cycles. One cow eats tremendously more when she's developing a calf, and one cow spends a lot more energy intaking to get herself bred back and back into condition when we first breed her. And so understanding the efficiency of those cows at that level gives us, again, a much better ability to manage our forage and our cattle both to maximize the utilization of each one. We don't want to take more forage than is good for the range. We also don't want to waste forage in cows that are doing a poor job of giving us a calf to go sell at the end of the process.
Listen to the full story by searching for Casual Cattle Conversations on your favorite podcast player. Happy ranching, folks.
And a big shout out and congratulations goes out to Circle F Farms from Baxley, Georgia on their inaugural, their first annual Angus female sale. 78 head averaged 46,000 with the top and the high seller at 470,000. And then a shout out and congratulations to ISA Beefmasters in San Angelo, Texas. 103 bulls averaged $10,165 with a high seller of $25,000. Those sale reports along with upcoming production sales available at ranchchannel.com. And now that's going to wrap it up for today. A big thanks goes out to our crew, Larry Grand with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, Kirk Donsbach, Stonex Financial Incorporated, and Shea Warner with Casual Cattle Conversations. A big tip of the hat goes out to our partners, Birch Creek Angus, Circle F Farms, Imogene Ingredients, Jorgensen Land and Cattle, LivestockMarket.com, EquineMarket.com, AuctionTime.com, Moose Creek Red Angus, RanchChannel.com, RFD TV, Top Dollar Angus, Transova Genetics, Westway Feed Products, Wrangler, Wolf Cattle, and this fine radio station. And crews, so glad y'all came with us one more time as we ranch it up. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at Ranch It Up Show. Our email is ranchitupshow@gmail.com. Call and text 24/7. That phone number is 707-RANCH-20. That's 707-726-2420. Spread the good word and join us again next week where it's always Tigger and Beck approved. Stay ranchy and ranch it up.